Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of From Russia with Love.
I watched the second half of From Russia with Love.
And this
is the other half. Watch till you can't.
This is the first time I see him come in like that with a fedora. Oh,
tell me about that intro, baby.
That intro? That's where they're starting to cook a little bit.
Oh yeah,
they're starting to cook, but they're not really knowing how to cook.
Okay,
so you got the same intro, right?
Yeah.
You got
him walking in with the gun barrel. It's not a sight.
No, if you saw that sight, you'd already be dead. And it's does the whole thing, and then it starts playing music.
Hat?
He's wearing a fedora. Doesn't look good. Looks cheesy.
Yeah.
It does not start with the intro music first. What starts out first is you see James Bond running around in a dark garden.
What?
Yeah, he's like a dark garden.
Oh. And so he shoots the guy, and then he's in a dark garden.
Yeah. Okay. This is actually like the movie.
Yeah.
And he's sneaking around, and he shoots at a guy, some blonde guy, and he misses. And then this dude comes up behind him. The blonde guy eventually like sneaks up behind Bond and gives him a garrot, like garrots him.
What's a garrot?
That's when you get like a piano wire or something. Oh, like strangles.
Got it. Thank you.
And then a bunch of lights come on. It's revealed it's a training exercise.
Oh.
And like, oh shit, so Bond lost. But then it's revealed that guy, I think he's actually dead, but it's not Bond. Pulls off the mask. It's someone else.
What the fuck? Okay.
I know, weird. And then the intro starts.
Oh, because that guy is preparing to kill James Bond.
Exactly.
Do you recognize the guy at all, by the way? I don't think you can, because I don't think you've seen enough movies with this guy.
I don't recognize him. He's got a familiar face, but...
He's a familiar face. So he was in... You would recognize him, I think, from The Sting. He's the bad guy in The Sting.
Oh, yeah.
He's also Quinn in Jaws, which you've never seen.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, he's Robert Shaw is the actress.
Right.
He's got such a good face.
Yeah, Donald Grant is who his name is in here.
Oh, I didn't know what his real name was, because I thought we weren't supposed to know, but his name's Grant. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's a scary guy. But anyway,
he is scary.
He's running around doing that stuff, and then we get the music. They do a crazy thing where they're like, what if projectors are pretty cool? What if we did projectors and we had a bunch of people dancing, like sexy ladies dancing around all the credits? And it's like, and then there's one part where literally it says Bond 007 and it's between a lady's boobs and she's just shaking her. And I'm like, oh man,
oh here we go,
this is weird. And I'm like, all right, they're just trying stuff, but this is fun, I guess. I don't know. But then we start with the movie. Mm-hmm. The movie, it's like a Grandmaster's chess tournament. And I love seeing these old ass chess tournaments because, like, nowadays you just like have a camera on the board or whatever. But like all these people are watching, and there's two people in the middle of this huge room, and there's someone in the back just mimicking what's going on the board. So they're just
show everyone else
this, and then they just move it on itself. They move it on it. And
right.
It mirrors exactly what's happening on the board. And it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
there's two guys playing. There's an older guy, and then there's another guy with scary eyes and a sunken face.
Sucking face?
Sunken face.
Oh, okay.
And but he gets a note.
Oh, sunken face, Skeletor.
Yes, like Skeletor, yes. Yeah, so Skeletor's playing. He's like, nah. He gets a note from someone under a water glass, and it says, like, you were needed at once.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. And he keeps playing one more move, just enough move to get the other person to checkmate. And he bounces because he's so fucking good at chess.
Damn.
That was one move ahead, brother.
Oh, yeah. Skeletor's really good at chess.
I feel like I jumped way too fast this movie. Do you have any thoughts about this movie before I jump in? I just was like,
I mean, let's talk about some thoughts, sure. I thought it was cool where it was shot. I like the scary guy with the blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. I think 007 isn't as cool in this movie because I think he's starting to turn into idealized, like, secret agent man. So
he's a little less human.
He's a little less human. He's a bit more like kind of a shitty womanizer dude. So I find him a little less interesting. But I do like the setting. I think it's even though Jamaica was clearly like where things were shot, they also said they shot in Pinewood. Yeah, there's a bit more of like cool, like there's some really cool like scenes.
I do think the visuals are a lot better in this.
Yeah.
I feel like they amped
also,
up
the
budget.
Fighting is a lot better in this too. Yeah, the action is way better shot in
See,
this.
For me, coming off of, I feel like the first half of these movies, this might be a pattern. I quite like this beginning of this movie. I was like, this is a lot more fun than Dr. No for me.
Very nice.
But I almost wonder if that's just because
the opening
is the intrigue and the setting up and the table setting and there's setting up all of the dominoes that'll come collapsing
to fall. Yeah.
And in the second half, as someone who doesn't know all those dominoes are set up, we're just seeing a bunch of things fall over and we're like, okay.
Yeah, cool. I suppose so. Also, I mean, I don't know. I will agree with you as you were telling me about the end of Dr. No. I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the same thing happened.
I'm curious because at this moment I'm like, this is good. I like this movie. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, 007 was between some ladies' boobs. You got everything you
want. Yeah, that was pretty great. That was a great intro. I'm into it. Anyway, so this guy's meeting up and we see this lady looking at these fish and they're fighting and you see this voice over the
voice
fighting
over.
That's happening. We don't see this guy's face ever.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy sounds like, honestly, modern Sean Connery. Like, he sounds like he's got to sound like this.
Oh, so he's starting to do the thing a bit more? It's just another guy.
It's a whole other guy. Not him at all. He says, Siamese fighting fish. They're brave, but stupid.
They're stupid and brave.
But. Some of them are smart.
Some of them are smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's like, some of them wait until two are fighting, and then one sneaks up.
So who is this guy? Just a guy?
Just wait. Hold on.
I'm very impatient.
Very impatient, Michael. I'm telling a story here.
I know. I'm sorry. You're setting everything
up. Says they will fight each other. And then the last one will come in and just while the other one's all tired out, take advantage and win the whole fight.
Mm.
And that's like us, Spectre.
Oh, no.
We strike when they're weak. Which is...
We haven't even fucking seen 007 except for the very beginning. Like, the very, very beginning. We've been staying with Spectre's characters basically this whole time.
Pretty much, yeah. They're kind of the weird...
Very spooky.
Yeah, the connecting thread.
So you're seeing number one, I'm assuming. Number one is the one that's talking.
That must be number one, but we see number five is the lady who's talking.
Oh, she's number five? I thought she was number three.
I thought they said number three.
Maybe all the other numbers died and then she got promoted.
I mean, maybe, but there's also a guy who comes in who's like, they're like, oh, number three is good at chess. And it's that guy we saw at the chess thing.
Oh.
But maybe you're right. I don't know. Do you know what the chess guy look like?
He looks like Skeletor.
Number three?
Yeah. But I thought he was number two.
Number two? I don't know. Numbers got shifted.
Anyway. I think if someone dies, they just get shifted up one.
Just get shifted up, baby. Yeah. That's how much I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's like, she's like, oh, I hope that, you know, whatever this plan is, you're good as planning it as you are at chess. And he's like, yes. Well, so what we're going to do is we got to steal this Lector machine from the Russians.
What does it do?
It basically is like cracks their codes. If you have it, you can get all the secret information that the little Russians are doing.
Okay.
Very simple stuff. It's like, the stuff is, it's funny because like, maybe it's just really been poisoned by like big movies now.
Yeah.
But it's just like, this feels so small stakes.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh.
I kind of understand like the hole they put themselves in because it's like more often than not, when you write a movie like this, you want it you want the thing that the person is trying to steal to like mean something to them at least, so then it can mean something to us. But he's a spy. It doesn't really mean anything to him. So they it needs to be big. It needs to be like on a scale that's like massive with like espionage level to it. But then at that point, it's just like it could be fucking anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, electro machine from the Russians. And then number three is like, we'll need a female Russian person to help with the British.
Tanya!
To help with the British Secret Service. And well, naturally, the person who is the Russian person will not know they're working for us because you are number five, is number one in like, is like one of the main commanders in Russia.
They're really just laying all this stuff out early on. I thought this was going to be like a later reveal.
No, you know everything going into this.
Wow.
It's very interesting.
I don't know if that's good, but okay.
I don't know if it's good. But it makes
it
kind of interesting.
But at least for you, it's made it interesting.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, okay. So we know that, like, this lady that they're going to recruit, like, she doesn't know anything. She just thinks she's working for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, she's being played by Spectre.
Spectre.
So, yeah, they won't know we're working for us. So,
what are Spectre's, like, overall goals? Just money?
We could have looked
influence?
They mentioned, Dr. No mentioned it. They're just, like, all about controlling the world. And
why? Just for control.
Just control.
Okay.
Control. That's all it is. Power. Classic stuff. You know,
got it,
world
got
domination,
it, got
as Bond said in the last movie.
Right.
World
right,
domination.
Right. World domination. Boring.
Boring. So, during this whole time, number one is petting a white kitty.
Yes.
You don't see his face, which is the thing you saw from Austin Powers, of course.
Yes, it's like Austin Powers. I wrote down it was like Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Yes, exactly.
And then number five, it sounds like the lady really looks like the lady from Austin Powers as well.
Oh,
well,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I haven't seen Austin Powers in a long time.
Mm.
So she's like, yeah, naturally you don't know they weren't working for us. I'm going to pretend to be loyal. And then they said the British people have wanted a Lector decode for like ever. So we're going to get them into a bait. But basically what our real objective is to kill James Bond for killing Dr. No.
Okay.
We want revenge.
Dr. No, he was the best of the best.
He was the best of the best.
He
well,
was one
I
of
mean,
the greats.
He seemed to be doing some real stuff for Spectre. You know,
that's
he seemed
true.
To be a real promising
he was
person.
Knocking,
he wasn't a number.
Rockets out of the sky.
He wasn't a number.
He wasn't a number. He was Dr. No.
He was Dr. No.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because I like this moment because the fish that we're fighting earlier, he grabs the dead one that lost and he feeds it to the kitty. And the kitty's like,
that
yeah.
is a cute kitty.
That is a cute kitty.
Yeah, it's like a big fluffy white
it's
one.
A big fluffy white kitty.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
And he says, there will be no failure. So then we cut to our blonde guy, Donald. He's tanning. Some lady arrives, takes off her.
Donald
Grant. The blonde guy.
Yes, sorry. I don't know him as Donald Grant.
It's okay.
Grant.
What do you know him as?
I know him as Nash, because it's a name that he gives, a fake name that he gives, 007, yeah.
Nash.
But that's fine.
Street
Fighter? Grant.
Okay. So then there's a lady appears. She takes off her clothes, mostly, and then rubs them all over with tanning oil. She's getting tanned, too. A helicopter arrives. Number five's there, and he's like, teach me to your special person that you want for this, that you think is really good. And she goes, okay, it's Donald Grant. They meet. She meets him.
They're really dragging their feet to get to fucking James Bond.
They take a long time to get James Bond.
Yeah, oh my God.
He's in the title, so he knows he's going to appear.
Well, I mean, he's not in the title.
I guess
right,
he's in the
love.
Poster, yeah. Right? So she's like being taken through the training grounds. It's this ridiculous training grounds where it's like literally they have like numbers and like things like flying through these numbers. So it's like concrete pillars. And then like, you know, the scene in Men in Black where it's just like fake.
Oh, shoot them up.
Shoot them up things.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
have
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But then they also have like people just doing karate in the background. and some people just shooting flamethrowers.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Like, I love this. This is so goofy. And then he's like, you do training all the time. I hope this is up to your standards. She's like, yes, but it'll never be the same as like real combat. And he's like, oh, we do live targets as well, which means I'm like, oh, that fucking guy in the first scene is dead for sure.
Imagine just like, hey, babe, I got a job. At this place called Spectre. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm like
I'm
like a janitor. I just like clean up the dead bodies.
Hey man,
it's a job.
We watched Americans. Like that shit, you can keep that shit knocked down.
I know, but just imagine being like a low level person working at
yeah,
Spectre.
Right?
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
what do you
they
do?
Need
it's
someone to just keep the place clean, you know?
Imagine not being able to go home and bitch to your significant other about how your day was.
And because it was just, yeah, it's like it's not even a HIPAA violation. It's just like, I saw a dead man today.
Yeah. I had to clean up some guy's entrails.
Yeah, exactly.
But you shouldn't know that. I shouldn't even be doing
you
that.
You go home and your wife's like, you know, like complaining about her job, and you're just like, I had to fucking like clean up a man's body. And
yeah,
because
something went wrong or whatever.
Like, this lady just wouldn't shut up. And this customer was
really
rude.
You know
when
you get those you get those slacks where it's like, hey,
yeah,
that, and you're just like,
I get so stressed out, and it's just, hey, and then he's just like, I had to clean up a man's body today, and I can't tell her about it.
To keep this deep down inside, I have to bury it. I'm gonna go so much fucking therapy for this.
Yeah, babe, I hate it when my boss brings me into a meeting and I don't know what it's about.
Flashback to cleaning up entrails off the ground. Can I see you for a quick 10?
Yeah.
It's just like bodies everywhere.
And you guys think it's a heterosexual couple, but it could be a lesbian couple. You don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We just said honey.
We just know that they're married to a lady. It could be another lady.
I never even thought about that. I said significant other.
It's weird that you're gendering the hypothetical character that we were talking about as a janitor. Only men can be janitors. Is that what you're saying, audience?
Absolutely. No woman could clean up his entrails. That's a man's job. Anyway, so it's fucking funny because she inspects Donald. Like, Donald, get over here. Mm. He stands there all sturdy, no shirt on.
Donald is such a goofy ass name for like such a scary guy.
Donald's such a funny name, though.
Donald is a silly
name.
Funny.
It's like a duck.
It's like a duck. It's like a clown. It's like a president.
Yeah, all three things. She puts on brass knuckles, just fucking punches him
in
the stomach.
Shit.
And he doesn't flinch, and he's
of course.
Like,
what a
he
badass.
Says, yeah, he's fit enough. Let's go to Istanbul.
Nice.
So they go to Istanbul.
Not Constantinople.
Not near him. As soon as I saw her go to Istanbul, I'm like, Mike's going to say something about that. Mike's absolutely going to make a reference to that. There's no escaping it.
Well, there isn't. And
okay, it's like when everything a video game comes up.
It's true. It's you're like thing. Mario Kart.
So it's not a computer, Mario Kart. Did you play Mario Kart?
He's like wearing like a jumpsuit and he looks just like Among Us.
Mario Kart?
You
Among
know Among
Us is going to be the new Mario Kart. Mario Kart World, Mario Kart Among Us.
Mario Kart Among Us Minecraft?
Chicken Jack! All right, blonde lady.
We have not even introduced James Bond yet.
No.
Yeah.
I think, so we see the blonde lady, and she's going to go. She's coming out of the Russian embassy. Embassy? No, that's a much different movie. Russian embassy. Mm-hmm. And she goes to number five's office and meets with her, and she's like, hi, I'm Tatiana. And she's like, do you know who I am? I'm Carlo Kleb. The state is very proud of you. The state of Russia, not Spectre. I don't know why they're speaking to each other in English.
Of course they are, right?
But she's like, take off your jacket. And she's like, okay. And she takes it off. And she's like, you're a fine looking girl. You trained for ballet? And she's like, yeah, I had to drop out.
Every Russian girl is trained for ballet from birth.
She's like, yeah, I got injured though. And she's like, you had three different lovers? And then at this point, she's like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah, but like, what? How do you? Why does that matter with anything? She's like, anyway, you have been assigned to this. You have to give this guy fake information for the state, and it's probably a picture of James Bond. We don't see the picture, so maybe it's not him.
We don't know. Could be anybody.
And she says, like, what if I refuse to do this? She's like, then you won't leave this room. You'll be shot.
Whoa.
And she's like, oh, okay, cool.
Mm.
And then it says from Russia with
love. What is she gonna do? Wow, title card.
Yeah, she arrives at this place. She's on a boat. I think she's arriving. I'm kind of confused. Maybe just another blonde lady. Doesn't matter. She arrives
lady.
And James Bond's with some other lady, some lover. I think it's the golf lady from the first movie.
Oh,
because they're mentioning
golf.
Does
she have dark hair?
Yeah, she got dark hair.
That's probably the golf
and
lady.
She's like, they got like a, they're fucking living life. They're on like a boat. Mm. He's laying down. She's laying down.
Two guys lying down.
Nice, simple. Well, no, they got a bottle of wine. It's cooling
in
the river.
Whoa.
And he pulls it out and he's like, not cold enough yet.
That is awesome.
And they're like, we're going to have a fucking picnic. That it's going to be great. See, I knew you'd like that part.
Lying down with wine in a river.
Wine in a river, baby. And she gets a call. He gets a call from his work phone at the car.
His work phone.
At the car. He goes to the car. And they're like, we've been asking for you. We've been calling for you all day. You need to come into the office now. And he's like, oh, can I just like do it a little bit later? And then
the wine's not cool yet.
Sylvie, who is his partner, comes up and is like, oh, what do you might do? What's going on? And he's like, talks to Miss Moneypenny. He's like, I'm just doing some old casework. And she's, and Sylvie's like, oh, I'm just old casework. Hey, I haven't seen it. And she yells on the phone, I haven't seen him in months. I need him to stay here. And he's like, I'll be there soon. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you better come soon. He's like,
I don't always come soon.
I'll come. I'll be there in an hour. And then he looks at Sylvie, and Sylvie's like, he's like, all right, an hour and a half. We gotta go have that lunch. And then they have lunch, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean? And what do they have for lunch? Like a
burger? Like a couple sandwiches. Burger King. A couple of, like, sandwiches. I think they're really tasteful ones, little cornichons on the
side.
They
have a Whopper.
They get a Whopper, yeah. He gives her a Whopper. So he arrives at the place, you know,
have
back
it your way.
God. He arrives back at the headquarters and does his little hat throw that you love.
He does the hat throw again?
He does the hat throw love. It's his signature thing.
Dude.
Yes, yes.
This is how we should rate the movies.
How
by
good's hat throw?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good hat throw. I gotta say, this is like a...
Is it all in one shot? We see the one shot.
Yeah, I think it's
actually
four star hat throw.
Hell yeah!
A bunch of people are in the back pissed.
They're pissing.
No, they're pissed off.
Oh, okay.
And Moneypenny's like, "Ooh, he's gonna have to explain something to M." And so M's like talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, so have you heard about this lady Tatiana? She came in just like, hey, this is a we have the coordinates on a Lecter machine. Do you want it?" Mm. And they're like, "This is a fucking trap, right?" Which is funny because I didn't explain this earlier. But at the Spectre meeting with number one, he's like, they're going to know this is a trap. But what we want to do is we don't really want to, like, do anything but actually make them fight each other. We want to have the British fight the Russians,
right?
Basically, is what we want them to do. We want them to be pitted against each other.
Got it.
So we are going to use her as kind of like a trap. And this is obviously going to be a trap. But the British people... they don't give a fuck. They're going to know it's a trap, but they're going to go in because they really want that Lecter machine. That shit's going to be sick for them.
Right.
I love it. The CIA also wants one is what, by the way, I'm switching to now. M is like, the CIA also has been after one of those for years. If we can get one, that would be great. It would crack all the codes. We'd love to have one. We need you to go. And he's just like, James Bond's like, this is so ridiculous. It might be true.
Oh.
So we're going to do it.
Just falling into traps.
And then he's like, all right, who do I have to meet? And M shows a picture and he's like, oh, this could be real indeed. Because she's a hottie.
Yeah.
And then Q, I got some gadgets. And Q pops up. He's like, all right, here's his briefcase.
Q was not in the last movie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's actually called Q. I think he might be called a different name, but he's
Armory, I think is what they keep
Armory,
calling
maybe
him.
Maybe that is what he's called.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Armory's like, here's your
just
gadgets.
Just a guy that shows up with weaponry.
Yeah, he's like, here's your gadgets. You got a briefcase, has a fucking knife that pops out the side of it. It's got a folding sniper rifle inside of it.
Uh-huh.
There's 50 gold sovereigns inside. Mm-hmm. There's talcum powder. Also, there's this crazy thing where we have this talcum powder that's actually tear gas, and it's magnetized to the top of the briefcase. And if you open the briefcase normally, you'll get tear gas. So you have to turn the little like knobs to the side and then open it, and it'll be good. I'm sure this comes into play.
All
later.
Of this comes into
Absolutely,
play later.
Of course
and it was
does.
Hysterical because I didn't get any of this set up. And so I was just like, wait, what? Wait, what?
What is happening?
What's going on?
How does he know all this?
Why did that explode just now? Yeah, okay. All of this comes into play.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So then he goes to flirts with Miss Moneypenny, and she's like, oh, you're going to Istanbul?
Not Constantinople.
That's exactly what she says. Yeah. He says, I knew you were going to say that. And then he leans
it's
in.
It's nobody's business but the Turks.
She says, I haven't laid eyes on it. He's like, well, I could take you there. And she's like, oh, don't be serious. He's like, I've never been with another woman besides you.
What?
She's like, okay.
What a lie.
I know, but I think she knows.
Oh, obviously she knows.
She was on the phone with him earlier.
Yeah,
with
she knows, yeah.
And then the weird thing is, they're like, all right, so that picture of Tatiana that you got to know to recognize her, leave it. And he's like, okay. And he's like, fine. I'm like, how is he fuck? He's like, you're going to remember exactly what she looks like. She's hot.
Oh.
And
he's like, I was planning on trekking off to this later.
Yeah. But he writes on there, from Russia with love.
With love is the name of the movie.
But he writes it on the thing. I'm like, why'd you write that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
That is making a lot of sense.
Making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, he leaves. He goes to Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna say anything else, Mike?
Where? What?
He goes to Istanbul.
Not Constantinople?
There you go. He's back. He's back. Some dudes follow him, including Donald, who also follows him. Yeah. You know, thing. They follow each other. And he talks to the driver, and he's like, well, you know, is it customary for people to tail you here? And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, the Russians tail us. We tail them. It's kind of just like a chill, cold war. We all just kind of know what each other does.
We're a
just,
chill, cold war.
He's kind of like, it's chill. We just kind of like know each other. It's fine.
It's a cold, cold
it's
war.
It's kind of an understanding we have. And he's like, okay. So, yeah, this dude starts sneaking out around. It's very obvious. Like, this Russian spy is very bad. He's very obviously sneaking around and trying to find people.
This is Donald?
No, this is not Donald. Donald's not a Russian spy. He's from Spectre.
Oh, that's right. He's from Spectre. He's from Spectre. Russian guy is Brett.
You don't see the Russian guy, really.
Oh.
He's this guy.
I do know that there is some kind of guy. Oh, a guy with glasses.
Has glasses.
Ah, okay. I know him.
Yeah, well, you do? Because he dies in my half.
He does.
Oh, yeah, he dies right about your time. Exactly. Yeah, okay, that's him. Yeah. I was like, he dies in my half. Wait, that was the middle.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so it makes it obvious when he's driving around. So he meets up the guy who sent him. His name is Kieran Bay.
Bay,
exactly. He's the Bay.
He's cool.
I like him. He's fun.
I feel like if I were in any of these movies, I'd be that guy.
Oh, yeah,
he's just hanging out. You know,
he's like,
cool
I own
mustache.
This place. You have a million sons all working for you.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him.
Yeah, he's chill.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah. So the guy who sent you, the chauffeur, he's my son. The waiter's my son. Everyone's my son.
Yeah,
they order medium
sons.
Sweet coffee, which I've never heard the term before.
Medium sweet.
Medium
coffee.
Sweet.
Probably like not too sweet.
I wonder, do you think Starbucks like ruin the terms for everything?
Oh yeah, this is what is it a venti sweet?
Venti
yeah.
Sweet? I don't know. I don't know. There's semi sweet, but I've never heard medium sweet. It's medium very sweet. Interesting. Anyway, he gets coffee medium sweet, and he says, "Where do I contact this lady?" And she's like, "Oh well, we didn't have that information. She said she'll meet with you, so you just kind of have to hang out until she meets with you and gives you this information." He's like, "Oh okay." So then
we're just kind of hanging out.
At this point, the Russian guys are like waiting out front. Like the guy with the glasses is on the ground, kind of like looking in the hotel, like, what's going on in here? Donald then goes and fucking kills the driver of the other one.
Shit,
and like leaves him. And yeah, so he does that basically to frame the
guy.
English.
So this is a cool thing Donald always does, is whenever he kills somebody, he makes it look like he didn't do it,
exactly.
And that other people do it.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't exist.
That's what I like about this movie a lot, is it's very much espionage and like, ooh, there's a third party that's kind of fucking with everyone.
Yeah,
the whole
I kind of dig it.
It's
yeah,
pretty fun.
And no one's aware of
it. No one's aware of this. They're just kind of like, oh, well, that's kind of weird that the English did this.
I was right. Medium sweet is literally the middle between sweet and not sweet at all.
I mean, I guess I could figure that out from context clues.
So it's apparently this is like some kind of Turkish coffee.
Oh, it's a specific Turkish coffee.
So
thing.
Main ingredients you'll need to make Turkish medium sweet coffee are ground coffee, maple syrup, 2 to 3
ooh.
Healthy teaspoons. And a long-handed pot with a pouring lip designed specifically to make Turkish
coffee. I've
had Turkish
coffee a couple of times. It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, I love that.
So, yeah. Well, this guy just gets cooler and cooler.
That's true.
All right. Sorry. Continue.
Anyway. So, yeah. So he arrives back at this hotel after all those shenanigans. And so... Oh, actually, what he does first is the Donald doesn't just kill the guy. He kills him and then like drives around the car for a bit and tails them for real.
Right.
But
makes it look like it's that guy.
Yeah,
still.
He arrives at the hotel. Exactly. So no one's none the wiser. Cause they're like, oh, of course we're being tailed. That's normal.
Yeah.
He arrives at the hotel and he checks in at all the frames. Like it's an Airbnb. You know, you got to check to make sure there's no weird cameras and anything,
sure,
which
sure.
is just very funny to me. Cause I'm just like, oh, this is like nowadays you do this.
What we do anyway.
Just
yeah.
out of like, I want to make sure this place isn't like creeps or whatever. But that's what he
Alexa,
does.
Alexa, turn off all the cameras.
Exactly. So, but he finds that the phone is bugged. So he asks for a different room. He uses like a little detector thing to figure it out. And the lady's like, oh, okay, let me see if we have any. And she talks to the owner. And the owner's like, tell him there's no other rooms except for the bridal suite. I'm like, okay. We don't have anything
suite.
But the bridal suite. I don't know if you want that. And he's like, yeah, I'll take it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes it.
Imagine not wanting to take the bridal suite.
It's
got to be
it's
way
baller,
more.
Baller, right? Yeah. You get like two beds. You get like a bunch of beds and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah. Sounds cool.
Yeah. One bed to eat on, one bed to sleep on.
It's the life. I love. Always go double queen. Always go double queen.
Especially when you're going alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, so the English, the oh, sorry, they
what?
sorry, I completely lost. Unlike Mr. Bond.
You were obsessed with the double queen beds.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the guy is dead. They find the dead body. Yeah. They're going to blame the English. Yeah. Alec Karim Bey is like, all right, so he's like hanging out just in his like office or something. Mm. And he has a lady with him. This lady's just so fucking horny to fuck this guy. She just wants to bang him so bad. And he doesn't want anything to do with her.
He's Bey.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, what? You not interested in me anymore? He's like, no, I'm just busy right now. You gotta cool it down. And then suddenly a bomb explodes.
What the fuck?
And it's like a mine explodes. Mm. And it seems like the Russians are bombing this place, trying to kill him. But luckily he was like too busy reading the paper.
Yeah.
So it was aimed for his desk. So he was fine.
Because he was by the desk.
Yeah. So James Bond's like, whoa, that's crazy. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, it just happens. Yeah. It's crazy for the Russians to do this, but I'm going to show you this underground reservoir. And we're going to take a little look at what the Russians are doing.
Yeah, he's such underground reservoir. Good
spirits. So he goes in this underground reservoir. It looks really cool. Like, it's very...
Do you see rats?
Yes.
Yeah, they're a bunch of rats.
Real rats, bro.
Real rats.
No CGI rats in this one.
No, there's no way you could have had CGI rats.
But it looks cool. It's like a cool place. They're just going around, and they arrive kind of deep into these canals. And
just
it's a periscope.
Being dudes, huh? Not a phone in sight, not a phone you in know, sight. Just hanging out.
They wouldn't get signal down there anyway.
Rats. Yeah, it's true.
So there's just a periscope down there, and he's like, I had this built to spy on the Russians. And you just look, and it's like the Russian base. He just is peeking into it.
What the fuck?
And he doesn't see all. She's like, okay, who's in here? What are they doing? They seem kind of upset. They're yelling at a guy. Oh, that guy's here? He's a killer. He's a Bulgarian guy. He's a killer. And then he's like, why don't you take a look, James Bond's like, oh, there's the lady, Tatiana. Yeah, that's our informant. She's there. It's like, what do you think of her? And he's like, from this angle, she's very nice. I'd like to meet her in the flesh.
In my bridal suite.
So then he's like, well, first we're going to go find some information out with my Romani friends. He, of course, does not say Romani.
Of course they don't.
Of course not. It's the 60s.
Of course they don't.
That's fine.
They say it once in my half of the movie. And I'm just like,
It's one of those things where it's like, ah, oh, it's the 60s. Fucking no one knew any better.
I mean, the fact that they didn't say anything else in this movie is kind of impressive. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So people, they see James Bond arrive and they kind of narc on him. They're like,
they narc.
Some people do. I think it's Russian guys. Russian guys are following him and they narc on him.
Mm.
And they drink the drinks. They have a good hospitality. A lady comes out. She has like a really long belly dance. Sexy. Some dudes in mustaches are here. They start invading and killing people off the side, but you don't see they're ready to invade and fuck everyone up. Meanwhile, the belly dancer's like getting right up on James Bond, like, "Woo, you're our guest." And he's like, tell your friend that his hospitality is overwhelming. And he like translates to the other guy and he's just like, "Ha, thank you." So
I feel like James is being a little bit too cool for school right now, right? Just enjoy it a little bit, you know?
What do you mean? He's chilling. He's not doing anything about it. He's just like, oh, it's overwhelming. He's just like saying, what do you think of it? And he's like, it was overwhelming.
I don't know. Just like, enjoy it, you know?
He's chill. Well, he does get a little strange because now what happens next is Bey is like, hey, ma'am. Whatever happens next, don't say anything. Don't intervene. This is their culture.
Oh, no. And it's definitely not going to be their culture.
I don't know. It's two women come out, and they're going to fight to marry the chief's son because they both hate each other. And they're like, if we fight each other, then we can get with the chief's son. That's how they fight. They just fight each other. Like, that's how they settle disagreements.
Okay, so it's just like one long cat
fight. It's one long cat fight, literally with nails. They like fight with nails. They don't like punch each other or anything. I'm just like, okay. And James Bond's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then one of the girls is about ready to hit the other one over the head with a bottle. And then all these dudes start coming in. They start shooting everyone.
Whoa.
And so everything's out of whack. People are fighting. It turns into this whole chaos thing. It's actually pretty fun.
See, it's pretty fun.
Pretty fun. I mean, it's fun to watch.
See, this was the kind of thing like I was kind of impressed with Dr. No, is the restraint of like, okay, we're going to set in Jamaica, but we're not going to be like racist. You know, we're not going to like...
We're
not going to represent Jamaican people as like stupid or like...
Quarrel is kind of like... Coral, like in some ways, is like he's a drunk guy who was just drunk all the time.
He's a fisherman.
I guess.
All fishermen are drunks.
Okay. Fair enough.
There was a lot of cool Jamaican people in the first half of the movie that didn't do anything messed up or racist or anything, you know? Okay. Like, there wasn't like a scene where they're like, okay, this is just part of their culture. They're going to murder each other so that they can get with the chief's son.
Yeah, you're right. That's fair. It is pretty weird. So they start fighting, and there's all the shooting between the Soviets and the Romani people, and they're all fighting. A lot of people are dying. Cream Bay gets hit in the arm. We're like, no! Oh,
my favorite.
The chief guy gets shot, and then James Bond's like, duck, and he shoots a guy, and he's like, thank you! And they're waiting to see who's left, and you see Donald there waiting. He's not fighting at all.
No, he's just watching.
He's watching until it's getting a little tired, and then he strikes and starts shooting at people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like... smart fish.
Yeah. Like no, it's exactly like that. Exactly. Yeah. It's weird that he's not killing 007 though, right?
He's trying to, but he can't hit him. Oh, he is? He can't hit him. He's trying to shoot at him, but he's not hitting him. He's shooting some other people though.
Okay.
And then, so the Russians eventually realize they're outmatched because James Bond's there. He's killing a bunch of them. So they start running away.
Mm.
Calms down. Vava, the chief, is like, you're my new son. You're my new son.
You may now have my son.
Well, then he's like,
I have
and then
daughters.
James Bond's like, can you call off that
fight?
Girl fight? Yeah. And he's like, okay, but then you have to decide what the outcome is. And he's like, what? And then he's like hanging out in his bed. And then he's like,
the two ladies come in.
And he's like, you have to decide who's the two ladies. They're both excited. I'm like, oh no.
Oh God. See, this is the kind of shit I don't like.
Oh no.
I don't like
this. They're happy. They're down.
Yeah, because the script said that they had to be down.
They're down.
What are their names? What are their interests?
They like fighting.
They like fighting. They like making out with each other. They hate each other, but they also love each other.
But they seem happy, so the next day.
They seem happy.
Bond seems happy. Everyone's
happy. The only person that's not happy is me.
Why are you not happy, Mike? Do you not like other people's happiness?
I guess
this is
I
their
don't.
Culture, Mike.
This is their culture. Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
It's insulting.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
I'm
just
sure,
eat the monkey
I'm
brains.
Sure everyone here researched,
of course,
very thoroughly. Romani
yeah, that's
culture.
Why that's why they're using the word Romani.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they
not
say
anything
that.
Else.
Not anything else.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bond and Bay are like gonna leave. They're gonna go visit the fucking Russian because they saw the Russian that was doing it, and they're like, we'll fucking kill that guy because he's an asshole. So they go and they sneak to where he is, and they go, he has like, he's in his building, and there's like a big portrait of a lady on the side, like an advertisement.
Uh-huh.
And they're
a
like
portrait of a lady
and they're
in
like,
an advertisement.
He's gonna,
it's giving substance.
It's kind of is. Yeah. And they're using like infrared to see where he is. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, we're gonna have my sons go knock on the door, and he's gonna go through the escape route. And I know the escape route's there. Where her mouth is. And so they knock on the door, and then they pop out. It's a really funny scene. The door, like the mouth opens up on this advertisement, and the little guy's like, and he starts like trying to come out, and they're like, he's like, Bay's like, I have to shoot him myself. And he's like, all right, you can have the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
You can kill him. And he's like, you better do it soon though. And he shoots him, and he's like, that's for killing all those innocent people. Fucker. And you shoot him.
Fuck.
And then Bond's like, should have kept her mouth shut.
Oh my God. Oh God.
It's getting a little too much for you.
It's
huh?
just starting to just tip over the edge a little bit.
A little bit too hard.
This is only the second movie.
It's only the second movie,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, I know. There's way more to go.
There's way more, and they're only gonna get different. Can't say better or worse.
That's true. They're gonna get different.
They gotta keep making movies, Mike.
They do. And they know what sells. Yeah.
So Bond arrives back home. He's getting ready for bed. He's getting all naked.
Is the golf lady there? Is the blonde lady there? Who's there now?
No one's there. He's ordering breakfast next day. He takes his clothes off, runs the bath. Then he realizes something's off. Then he looks into the other suite. He sees a naked woman there. And he's like, what the fuck? So he goes in there. She's just in bed. It's Tatiana. And he's like, oh. Are you Tatiana? And she's like, why are you surprised? I thought you were expecting me. And he's like, yeah, but like not like this.
Yeah.
And he starts getting close. He's like,
you're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Thank you. But I think my mouth is too big.
No, it's the right size. For me, that is.
And then he kisses her.
No.
That guy's got such wild game, bro. That's boomer game.
That is stupid as shit. That is dumb as hell. I hate that.
It only works because she's into him, but yeah, I don't.
She's into him? Isn't she just trying to pose and give him false information? I don't think she's into him, man.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Into him by posing and giving false information.
She wants this, man.
Well, she doesn't want to, but she's got a job to
do. She's got a job to do, man.
So that's why it works.
Yeah, exactly.
So you start kissing, and then he gets real close because he knows the room's bugged, and he's like, where's the lector, man? Where's the lector?
Yeah.
She's like, you don't have to talk about this now? Don't you want to just fuck? And she's like, he's like, no, I want to know about this stuff, bro. I
know about lector.
I got a job to do. He's like,
use that big mouth.
It's like, meet at St. Sophia Mosque, and we can meet there later. But
right now,
yeah, she's like, I know all about you, though. He starts touching. He has a scar in his back, this little tiny scar. Mm. She's like, I know all about that. Even that, I read your dossier.
Dossier.
And she's like, it's dossier, isn't it? I always say dossier.
I believe it's French. It's French. Why,
so it's all fucking weird. Okay. So she's like touching all on him.
Dairy.
He's like, I'll tell you all this in the morning. He's like, all right, because she's fucking horny. And then. Wow, this is a cool shot. They start getting into it, and then you see the back, and you realize the back of the bed is a mirror, a one-way mirror, and there's a bunch of people filming
Okay. And this comes into play later.
And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, this comes into play later.
So I don't know if it's Spectre or the Russians filming. I assume it's Spectre.
You'll see.
I assume it is. So then the next morning, they go to the mosque to meet, and they're both getting a tour, like a tourist. Bond's there. She drops like a little like thing out there to like give them the information, because obviously the room they're in is bugged,
right?
But the Russian follower guy with the glasses is following them.
Yes.
And Bond and her kind of work together, like knock him out, and he's almost gonna go knock her out, but then Donald appears and knocks him out for him.
Yes.
And then is like, oh well, you made my job easier.
Yep, exactly.
And then there you go. And then they're just like, man, they're making it seem like the British are causing more issues, but we're not doing any of this. Someone else is doing this. They open up what the note is, and it's the blueprints to
the consulate,
which is what they're looking for before. They had some old plans, but this is the more recent blueprints.
Yes. And why would they need that?
To steal the lector.
Right. And what are they going to do with it, though? Like, how are they going to steal it? Are they going to like break in? Are they going to like sneak in through the vents?
I don't know, because they haven't gotten the blueprints till now.
So now they've got them. Uh-huh. And I wrote Mustache Guy says that Tatiana is honeypotting James. He says,
Honeypot was in Dr. No.
Honeypot is the other one.
Honey Rider, excuse me.
Basically, what the fuck is Bay? Bay is just like, hey, man, don't trust Tatiana. Or Tanya, sorry. Don't trust Tanya because...
Oh, yeah, she calls her Tanya, but it's Tatiana.
Whatever. I kept hearing Tanya. So yeah. Don't trust Tanya because I know she put out that one night, but that doesn't mean anything.
Whoa.
That's what he says. And James says that all he wants is Lecter. And Bay's like, that's not all you want. And then the both of them laugh because they both know that what he really wants is to bang Tatia. Or Tanya, Jesus Christ. So
Tatia's like her name, but they call her that too.
So Tatia and Tanya, I'll give them both. So James Bond is on a passenger boat and meets up with Tanya. And he has some kind of like camera that has a weird device where it's kind of like a radio where if she speaks into it, then it goes straight to MI6. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, please tell me about the machine, like describe the machine to me. And which I now know is the Lecter. And so she says it's about the size of a typewriter. It's about 10 kilos. It's in a brown case, kind of like a typewriter. And then as she starts to give more info, she's just like, and we see in MI6, like M is listening in on this and Moneypenny is in there and a bunch of other like intelligence people are listening in on this conversation. And as they're discussing, she's like, James, I want you so bad. And then he's just like, please just stick to the information, because he's just like, bro, my bros are listening in on this. Uh-huh. Like, I don't want you to be blowing up my spot right now. And then eventually she's just like, have you ever felt anything like this before? And then he's like, well, one time I was hanging out with M. And then M like turns the radio off and he's just like, okay, everyone, like, get out of here. And I was like, what is that implying? That maybe he like banged M?
Maybe.
Like, or maybe they like had a three-way or something together? I don't know. But anyway.
And wait, M didn't want to go talk about their old days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is an interesting bit. So they're on a passenger boat and she is clearly shot. Like I said, most of this is definitely shot in and around Russia. Mm-hmm. But for the reverse shots of James Bond, it's clear he shot in front of a backdrop projection. And it's pretty obvious, one, just because like the exposure is obvious, like he's really dark and the back is really dark. Mm-hmm. They did a very bad job of matching the backdrop of her, which is clearly shot on an actual, you know, like windy day on a boat. Maybe they're doing this because they wanted to like change information. I don't know why he's only shot in front of a projection, but there's also a really funny bit when he's talking. You can see flies near him. Mm. And like if you were on a boat, the flies wouldn't be able to like keep up with the movement of the boat. But these flies are absolutely just like flying around like there's no sense of motion.
Yeah, that only works in a car.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's just like very obvious that they are shooting this in front of a projection map. So basically, after she gives all this information about the Lector, M sends a message back to James Bond, and he's basically like, sounds genuine to me. Go ahead and make the deal with her. Like, sounds like she knows what she's talking
about.
Sounds good to me.
She
can trust
her. Wouldn't be a trap at all.
Well, I mean, up until now, it's all been so straightforward, you know, all above board. So he goes into the Russian consulate, and there's this really cool, this shit was so cool. Like, the movie is just fine, but there's one really cool shot where he's looking at his watch, and it's like a fucking like Wes Anderson POV like shot where it's like you see his arm and his shoulder and his chest, and it's literally like you are James Bond at your arm.
There's a video game based on this.
Yeah. It's like GoldenEye.
Well, no, it's actually like a literal From Russia with Love video game.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. I just
but it was
forgot
like,
about
it was like
that.
A POV, like first person.
No, I think it was third person actually.
Yeah, but
still,
this is like it was like this is the very first time I think in these movies already by the second one where you are literally put in like James Bond's perspective, and now you are James Bond. You were literally looking at your own arm. It was kind of amazing. I'm also like, how do they get the shot? This is really cool. Anyway, so he's looking at his watch because basically what's gonna so the, in order to get the Lector, they're not. He's not going to, like, sneak in, you know, through, like, the vents. He's not going to, like, use, you know, intrigue and espionage. Literally what they're doing is they're just going to blow up the embassy.
Oh,
or
Yeah.
So,
well, how are they going to get the Lector then?
So Bay is underground with dynamite, blows it up, a big like hole winds up, and
fucking ass like Looney Tunes shit.
Yeah. And because seriously, and because she works there near the Lector, she can just grab it, and then him and her and James Bond wind up together, and then they just go into the basement with Bay with all the rats and shit, and then they just like wind up above ground.
Yeah, I guess that's true because they have they already have the access to the whole underground.
Exactly.
So,
they just use the underground
to
get back up there. And then they all jump on a train. But just as they're about to jump on a train, they see Benz, who is a Russian security man with a mustache.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know him? Apparently he's somebody that they know. He's like a mustached Russian.
The mustache guy.
Man.
I know what the glasses got choked out.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe it's the same guy. I don't know. But its name is Benz. And he sees them, and he jumps on the train, but it looks like, what's his name? Oh, God. Donald is already on the train. Secretly. Now, this train is going directly to London. James has bought Tanya sexy 90s and clothing to wear.
I've never seen this guy before. Okay. Oh, you know what? I think he was in the that scene with all the Russians, you couldn't hear what they were saying. So
there
you
go.
Really clock them.
So James Bond and Bay confront Benz in his room because Benz is like in the train looking for James Bond and for Tanya. They confront him and Benz is held at gunpoint while Bay is like, don't worry, my friend James Bond. I'm just going to stay here for the next 2 hours until we get to the station where we'll meet my son. And in that time, I'm just going to hang out here and I'm going to tell Benz all about my life. And so he just sits there with a gun to Benz's head and he's just like, so when I was born, this is what happens. He's basically just going to like waste his time. And as James Bond leaves, we see in the same hallway Donald.
Interesting.
And Donald's watching over everyone. So James and Tanya bang until it's basically time to meet up with Bay. She doesn't want to go, and then he like playfully spanks her. And then as he's just like just get ready, I'll be right back. I just need to meet up, because basically the plan is they're going to meet up with Bay in the restaurant car. Okay. And then the train is going to stop because his son is going to stop the train. And then they're going to get off the train and then they're going to take a car all the way to London. That's the plan, basically. But then the guy working at the train that knows Bay is like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bond. Your friend is dead. And they're just like, what? And they go and they investigate. And it looks like what it looks like is that Bay and Benz killed themselves.
Oh,
that Benz got out. Killed and like basically they like shot at each other basically because remember Donald's whole like MO is to make it look like he doesn't exist.
Yeah,
so he's basically set the scene up to make it look like they've killed each other basically.
Well, they're both dead
now. They are both dead
for real, but
they are fully dead. And a nice little thing is that James Bond, one thing we haven't mentioned is that Bay is also a smoker. And he has like a little like smoking pipe.
It's true.
Like a cigarette holder.
Yeah.
And he goes down, he just collects the cigarette holder and holds onto it.
Aww.
And I'm just like, again, it's like a little moment that makes James Bond just feel like a human being, you know? And so the guy waiting for James Bond and Bay and Tanya sees the train roll by and he's like getting really nervous. He's worried. He's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I thought they were supposed to stop here, but they didn't because he's dead. Bay is dead. The guy that was supposed to stop the train is dead now, so the train never stopped. And now the guy that's waiting there, who is Bay's son, is concerned. So James Bond is like, my friend is dead. Something's going on. I know who's to blame. It's Tanya. So he goes into the compartment, the train compartment, and he just starts fucking slapping her.
Oh, man. But she doesn't know shit.
She doesn't know anything, but he doesn't know that. He's suspicious. And so he just keeps
hitting. She does know she's lying to him, but not in the same way.
Yeah. And he just, and this is after making love and saying that they're going to get married and saying that they're going to run off to London together. He just starts fucking hitting her.
Damn.
And and she says that she loves him. And he just says, sure. And then he leaves her.
Damn.
And it's so like heartbreaking for her. I feel bad for her. Yeah. Like, fuck him. So then the train comes into a station and James gets off on this first stop. And you see, it's this great shot where James Bond comes out of the train and right behind him in the window is Donald watching over him.
Ooh, spooky. Yeah.
And then the guy who's one of Baze's sons comes up to James Bond. And at this point, I didn't know that he was Bay's son. And it's this really great moment where he comes up and he's just like, hey, I need a, you know, do you have like a light for my cigarette? And James Bond is like, yeah, sure. And he gives him like a light for a cigarette. And then he like makes awkward small talk with this man. He's just like, you know, this, you know, lighters, they just never work when you want them to, you know? And it was just like, it feels so real.
Yeah,
It's one of the few moments where I'm like, oh yeah, like James Bond, he's, you know, he's a charming guy, but sometimes he doesn't know what the right thing to say. There's,
sometimes you just can't have the right words. I mean, you know, it's hard. It's hard to come back from something like your mouth is perfect for mine.
Yeah, exactly. So guy asks, like, why didn't you stop at the train? And James Bond says that his dad is dead and he needs help hopping borders and he needs this guy to send a message to M. And it's so funny. Imagine like a man you've never met say, your dad is dead. I need you to get a message to my boss.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I think I need to process the thing you originally said. But then James Bond gives him the cigarette holder. And it's like a little meaningful, like, you know, gesture. Like, I saved this for you. You can have it.
Yeah. In memory of your dad.
Yes. And
pass it around your 10 sons.
Or exactly. Yes. I guess that's a good point. I guess if you have that many siblings, it's like, yeah, my dad's dead. But, you know, I've also got, you know, like 20 brothers and 30 sisters.
I'll replace them for sure.
Yeah. So and so then James Bond, as he's walking down the train still, behind him is, like I said, Donald. And it's like, I know this came out before Jaws, but it seriously sounds like the Jaws theme. Like, doo-doo.
I thought you meant Jaws, the character, James Bond character.
Oh, no. No, like the movie Jaws. Yeah, you hear it like behind him. And it's so funny because that guy was in Jaws.
Yeah.
So James Bond is like, I'm going to take this train to a place called Zagreb.
It's not Constantinople.
Yeah, it's not Constantinople or Istanbul.
Yeah.
And as they get there, he's basically like, I'm going to get off there. I want you to alert M that I'm going to get there and then I'm going to meet up with someone like that I know basically there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that's what he's telling that dude earlier, the son of Bay. All right.
Yeah.
So they pull into Zagreb, and then Donald gets out of the train, meets up with the guy that Bond is supposed to meet up with.
Okay.
I don't know how he does this, but he convinces him to, like, go off somewhere else, and then he kills him. And he takes his briefcase and his, and his, like, identity, and he's like, hi, I am working for MI6. M called me. I'm here to meet up with you, Mr. Bond.
Huh.
Yeah. And it works.
Okay.
So now he's interacting with James Bond.
Wild.
And we know we're not supposed to trust this guy.
No, we're not supposed to.
We are not supposed
he's
to trust
him. He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. But James Bond doesn't know that.
Oh.
But you know who would know that? Columbo.
Columbo would know.
Columbo would pick up on it.
I was like, did Tatiana know? She doesn't know.
No, she doesn't know either. And it's funny because at this moment I was like, oh, well, James Bond's got to know. Like, he needs to know. Maybe he's going to do some kind of, because he doesn't know anybody, right? Like, isn't he going to be a little bit suspicious of this guy?
Yeah.
So he introduces him. So Donald refers to himself as Nash. He's like, hello, good boy. My name is Nash. He's using a British accent now. And James introduces Nash to Tanya as Carolyn, his
pretty
wife.
Sure Nash is also like a, like, he's an American, I think, or a UK person. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, he's a convicted felon. Like, all
what? In real life?
No. In the story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Well, there you go. He refers to
it
himself.
Sounds
as
like
Nash.
It's not like I. This shouldn't be shocking news, I guess, compared to what he's done already.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. So he's like, "Hi, I'm Nash." And so James introduces Tanya as Carolyn, which is the cover that he was using on the train. He was like, this is Carolyn, my wife. And, you know, Nash doesn't bat an eye. And I was like, oh, this is a trick. This is a test to see if this guy actually knows anything. And he didn't bat an eye, so maybe he doesn't know anything. But no, that's not a test at all. So Nash says that he can get him and the merchandise across the border. And he says that, James Bond is like, okay, I'll meet you in the restaurant car in a moment, Mr. Nash. Why don't you take my wife to the restaurant car and I'll meet you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And he's like, okay. So they go to the restaurant car, and while he's gone, James Bond spies through Nash's briefcase. And then they all have dinner together. Nash orders a red Chianti with fish, which is apparently supposed to be suspicious because you're not supposed to drink a red drink, like a red wine, with fish. Fish is okay. Primarily served with white wine. So that's apparently supposed to be suspicious. And in the middle of the dinner, Nash pretty obviously spills Tanya's drink. And then he slips something into it. He's like, oh, let me pour you another one. And then he slips a couple of pills into it. And then later on, Tanya passes out as they return back to their cabin. James Bond pulls out a gun on Nash, and he's like, I know you slipped something into her drink. And Nash says, well, you know, this escape route is for one. So it's either the girl or it's Lecter. You have to choose. And it's interesting where, like, James Bond is aware of certain things. One, he's aware that this guy doesn't know who Tanya is, which seems suspicious enough. Two, this guy drugged her. You know, like, there's a lot to be suspicious of here. But then when he says, like, look, man, I can get you out of Russia and I can get you back into Britain, but my way only takes one thing, either the girl or Lecter. So either, you know, so it's like you have to choose. And at this point, he's like, all right, I trust you. So he puts the gun away. He's like, all right, well, tell me about how you're going to get us out of here. So he pulls out a map to show James Bond how he's going to get him out of Russia. And he's just like, so you're going to take this road, and then you're going to take this, and then you're going to take this.
Take a lot of the I-9.
Yes. Yeah. It feels like that. And as he's showing him, distracting him, he actually goes down to his, like, leg, and then he pulls out a gun and he knocks James Bond on the back of the head with the gun.
What a fool.
Yeah. Knocking James Bond out. And then he just fucking robs him.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And then robs him of, like, guns and weaponry and money. And then James Bond is like, are you from Smersh? Which I don't know what Smersh is, but you know what Smersh is? Smersh. S-M-E-R-S-H. Smersh. He's like, are you from Smersh? And I was like, Smersh? What the fuck is Smersh?
It sounds familiar, though. Sounds weird. I'm looking it up on the 007 James Bond fandom.
Like, what is it?
Smersh is a portmanteau of the Russian Shponium, which means death to spies, a fictional Soviet counterintelligence agency featured primarily in the early James Bond novels.
Okay. Well, he's like, are you from Smersh?
There's a real model, apparently, modeled after a real Smersh organization.
Smurf. So he's like, are you really from Smursh? And he's like, no. And he's like, you're from Spectre. Yeah.
Even worse. Smursh, Spectre, Smorgasbord.
And he and he says he's been waiting for James Bond to get Lecter. He's like, I've been your guardian angel. I've been protecting you this whole time.
Hmm.
So, yeah, right? Because you said he was trying to kill James Bond earlier on. But according to him, he says, I was trying to protect you until you got the Lecter. And then I'm going to kill you and take the Lecter for myself. Like, that was actually the plan, he says.
Oh, I mean, maybe, yeah. Sure. See, double bonus. Why not?
Right.
Know?
So now that he has the Lecter, he's like, you two are expendable. You and the girl. And then he reveals to James Bond, he says, Kleb works for Spectre. You know, the girl doesn't know. The girl doesn't work for Spectre. He's just fucking dropping.
He's dropping everything. He's doing the villain thing where he's
exactly.
like,
he apparently gets off on this kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
And then he's like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill the both of you. And I have the footage from the bridal suite of you guys.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay, so he's Spectre. Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to keep this footage and I'm going to have a bunch of notes and it's going to look like a murder-suicide. It's going to look like you killed her because she was a Russian spy, and then you killed yourself because you were so heartbroken. Which I'm like, if anybody who knows, like, James Bond knows James Bond, they're going to be like, obviously he didn't kill himself over a lady.
But he did get heartbroken, though.
Oh, did he?
A little bit. I mean, didn't he not? I feel like he felt kind of, he was pretty upset by the fact.
He was a little upset, but I don't know. Like, clearly not enough to kill himself.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. James Bond calls Nash, but Donald, a lunatic. And this pisses him the fuck off. It clearly
triggers him.
Yeah, he's triggered. And so he's like, I plan to kill you slowly until you kiss my boots, he says.
Bootlicker.
He's a bootlicker. He's like, I'm going to kill you very slowly. The first shot's not going to kill you. The second one, the third one, the fourth one, it's not going to kill you. It's just going to hurt. And then he's like, and so then James Bond says, what if I give you 50 gold pieces for one last cigarette? And he's,
okay.
At first he says, can I have one last cigarette? And he's like, no way. And he's like, what if I buy that cigarette with 50 gold pieces? And then he's like, show me the 50 gold pieces. And I'm like, why not just kill him and take the 50 gold pieces?
He won't know where they are.
So he's like, it's in my briefcase.
Oh, yeah. Then you kill him.
Yeah. I'm like, why not just fucking kill him? But he doesn't. He's like, show me the 50 gold pieces. So he opens
up the briefcase. Well, he wants to torture him first. You got to give him the cigarettes. He's going to be nice. He's gonna...
You don't need to give him the cigarettes. Just torture him.
This is back in the day people had honor, Mike.
Yeah. Clearly he's got honor.
He's got honor.
Yeah. So he's like, show me the gold pieces. So he pulls the gold pieces out of the briefcase. And then he goes, are there any in the other briefcase? And he goes, well, let me see. And he takes the briefcase really quickly and tries to open it. And he goes, no. I'll open it. So then Donald opens it like normal, and then tear gas comes out. And then there's just a big fucking brawl. This was so good because it takes place as the train is like going through a tunnel. It's very rough and tumble,
Ooh.
But it's edited very cool. It's like dark blue with highlights of like yellow gold. It's
Ooh.
Very stylish and it's edited very
That's
well.
So wild how much better this movie. It's kind of crazy how much better like any of the action scenes look in this movie compared to the last one.
It really does. Like they realize like, okay, maybe we shouldn't just have like one long take from like a wide
a
angle.
Guy just hitting a dude.
Yeah, exactly. So then Donald tries from the very beginning. Remember the very beginning when he's trying to strangle him with the piano wire?
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to kill him with the piano wire, but James, he kicks the briefcase next to him, and out of the briefcase comes a little knife. And I'm like, oh, what a nifty little thing.
Okay.
But as you know, that was the thing that was always in there, the knife that stuck in the briefcase. So he kicks the briefcase, the knife comes out, he grabs the knife, stabs Donald in the side, and then uses the piano wire to strangle Donald instead, killing him. So now Donald is dead.
Donald got hit with that piano wire, though.
That's right. He got hit with a piano. It
really changed his note there.
Yes. it's a good one.
Mm,
yeah.
It was all right.
You know.
It was okay.
It was fine.
It could have been better.
Yeah. Well,
just like
know.
This movie. Pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was on key. Then James Bond pulls Tanya out from the train. Now he trusts her, but she's still like really drugged out. And he's like, wake up or I'll leave you. And I'm like,
oh
my
God.
She's drugged.
Yeah.
What is she supposed to do? And the train is stopped because Benz is still alive. That Russian spy from earlier is still alive. Wait, no, it couldn't have been Benz because Benz got killed in the train. Who was that guy?
I don't fucking know, man. Some random guy?
Some guy.
There might be another Benz. It's maybe one of
another Russian.
Maybe is it really Russian? Okay,
it was another, because this guy was, well, no, I guess it's not a Russian. It's probably another person.
Do you think
Spectre.
It's one of Bay's friends? No, okay.
No, I think it's one of no, it's definitely not one of Bay's friends, because Bay's James kids. Bond ends up like fucking killing this guy.
Oh, okay.
But it is a guy who is connected to Donald.
Okay.
Is stopping the train, because this was the idea, is that Donald was going to dispatch James Bond and Tanya and then get off the train with the Lecter. But he's now dead, but James knows that this is going to happen. So James jumps out of the train, and then he gets that Russian guy, and the Russian guy is in a truck that's full of flowers.
Whoa.
And he knocks out the Russian guy, and then he puts the Russian guy in the passenger seat of the truck, and then he puts Tanya in the bed of the truck with the flowers, and then he drives off, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. So then, like, the next day, Tanya's awake, guy in the passenger seat is pissed off, and James Bond is driving the truck, and then all of a sudden a fucking helicopter comes out of nowhere.
Whoa.
And it just starts fucking flying over the flower truck, and like, this is clearly like pre-CG, pre like special effects. This looked straight up dangerous. I don't know how they got some of these shots of this fucking helicopter just fucking dive bombing next to this truck. And then they start, like, people, and there's two people in the helicopter. One guy who's driving the helicopter and one guy who has grenades and is tossing grenades at the helicopter.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm like, I don't know how Tanya's alive, and I don't know how they're not covered in soot, but I guess they're not, because they're just surrounding this fucking truck with grenades. And then she ends up, so finally James Bond stops the truck and he's like, I am going to try to draw the helicopter away from us. I want you, Tanya, to stay hidden under the truck. So then James Bond runs off, and there are some fucking insane shots. James Bond is wearing a fedora, by the way, because I think it was obviously a stuntman.
Yeah.
And he's running around with the fedora, and then this helicopter just fucking dive bombs right next to a stuntman. I don't know how the stuntman lived. It was kind of crazy. There's one shot that is, like, genuinely cool.
I'll have to look it up.
It's seriously amazing. Like, there's no way for me to describe it. It's like, this helicopter was, like, this, like, so fucking close to hitting this full-on man. Like, obviously, they're using, like, trick photography as far as, like, maybe lenses that, like, make everything look a little closer. But, like, there was one shot that was insane where it's a stuntman from behind running away from camera. So, it's just, it's obviously a stuntman, but you don't see his face. So audiences back in the day are like, obviously that's Sean Connery. He's running away from camera, and then the helicopter just fucking dive bombs down as the stuntman jumps off of like a little mini hill, and it looks like he's about to fucking hit his head at the bottom of the helicopter, and he jumps off the side of the hill and he disappears for just a moment, and then from behind the hill Sean Connery comes running out and runs towards camera, and it's like a nice little Texas switch where your dumb like lizard brain is like, obviously Sean Connery was there from the very beginning, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a really cool like in camera like trick. It's very cool. So how is he gonna get rid of this fucking helicopter?
I don't know.
Well,
bazooka. Oh, he's got some gun.
He has the gun in his briefcase.
Yeah.
So he takes out the gun and he's pointing at the helicopter, and the guy is about to drop another grenade, and he uses the gun to shoot the helicopter pilot, the guy in the helicopter's hand, and the guy drops the grenade in the helicopter, and the helicopter fucking explodes.
Cool.
Yeah. So that Russian dude in the truck, James Bond and Tanya all get on a boat, and they all jump on a boat and they're in the water. And then James Bond tosses the Russian guy in the water to die.
Sure.
And then they're like, let's go to fucking Venice. And I'm like, this feels like the end of the movie. And it's not.
What?
We cut back to Spectre, and number one is petting his cat, Claw style. And he's very pissed at what I referred to as Skeletor, which I guess is number three.
Yeah.
And so number three is like, my plan was perfect. There was nothing I could have, you know, I did everything right. You know, I planned for every contingency. And number five is there. And number five is like, you didn't plan for one thing. You didn't plan for James Bond. And this whole conversation. Yeah, we were about to pull.
I was just trying to look up to see. No, go ahead. I was just looking at like, I don't know how hard it is to find number five, number three, and all these numbers.
Yeah, I think it is sort of like loosey goosey. I think once somebody dies, they're like promoted to a different higher number. And this whole scene is shot, I'm assuming, in a boat. And so the frame slowly starts turning into like Dutch angles, and it's very dramatic. It feels like Batman, the original like Adam West, the original Adam West TV show. And then a henchman comes out and he produces a blade from his boot, and he ends up stabbing Skeletor number three It kills him in 12 seconds because the blade is not just a blade. The blade is also covered in venom.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so now number five is the only one alive, this lady. And she's just like, you will not disappoint me again.
Whoa.
Okay. So then James Bond is chased by faster boats and he cannot escape. He's surrounded by boats around, like, Spectre boats, basically. A bunch of henchmen for Spectre are surrounding him in boats. And then they start shooting at the fuel barrels on the back of the boat that Tanya and James Bond are in. And so he starts tossing the fuel barrels out of the boat. And then Tanya's like, let's hurry up. We don't have to, like, you know, we don't have to slow down. You know, we're probably lighter now that we don't have fuel. The fuel barrel's on us. And then he's like, that's not my plan. And then he pulls out a flare and he shoots at the barrels that were leaking, you know, fuel. And of course, like, they explode.
Just like Jaws.
Just like Jaws.
Uh-huh.
It is just like Jaws. And then all of the surrounding boats explode. And I just wrote down, holy shit, lots of stuntmen are on fire.
Whoa.
Like a lot of them. I was like, I don't know how they got some of these shots. They look genuinely dangerous.
Wow.
So then James and Tanya go to Venice. They arrive in Venice and they're happy. They're in a little hotel together.
Uh-huh.
All seems good. And then number five arrives, but she's dressed like housekeeping in a wig.
Oh, okay.
And Tanya.
It's good to see someone out there, like, in the, you know, dirty job field style. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, I gotta, you do know, it myself. Those fucking guys got blown up. I got to do shit myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James Bond doesn't suspect anything. He doesn't even recognize her, of course, but Tanya does. Tanya does recognize her.
Would.
And so she looks at Tanya. Number five looks at Tanya and goes like, shh, don't say anything. And she takes the lector and she pulls a gun on James Bond while James Bond's like on the phone and unarmed.
Uh-huh.
And so then she's like, Tanya, here's the lector. I want you to go back to, you know, the Russian embassy, the consulate. I want you to give this, you know, back, you know, like, what? And Tanya does. She's like, she's just like, because she trusts her.
Yeah.
You know, she has no reason to distrust her, you know?
Yeah.
And so she takes the lector and she leaves and number five closes the door. Still has the gun pointed at James Bond. How is James Bond going to get out of this?
I think he just moves out of the way.
No. Oh. Tanya opens the door and just attacks number five.
She changes her mind?
She changes her mind. Tanya changes her mind, opens the door, attacks number five. Number five drops the gun. Then she pulls the knife out of her, the poison knife in her shoe.
Uh-huh.
She tries to stab James Bond with it, and then Tanya just shoots her.
Yeah.
So classic. That's the end of that. So then they get on a little gondola and they kiss, and James Bond tosses the film, I'm thinking, from the lector just like in the water, and then he like waves at it, and it's the lamest shot in the entire fucking world.
What?
It's like it doesn't even look like Sean Connery's hand. I think it was probably another person's hand tossing film. And then just like wait, it literally he's waving
wait,
at the
so
film.
So what's up with the lector? It's useless now?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if it's the lector. I'm assuming it's the lector, but it's some kind of film. Oh no, I know what it is. It's not the lector. It's the film of their them in the bridal suite, probably.
Oh, that
that's
makes
probably
sense. Sure.
What it is.
Yeah.
Tosses the film, waves at the film, and then the credits start rolling and says the end. And then it rolls and it says, not quite the end.
Uh-huh.
James Bond will return.
Oh, shit. They started it.
In Goldfinger.
Oh, bum, wow. They got the name already?
And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked it as much as the... I don't like... I don't think I like James Bond as much as I like James Bond in the first one, but I preferred the filmmaking in this one more.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I agree with that. And so I give this one four bullet holes.
I give it. I'm giving it a solid three again.
So it's solid three again.
Solid three again.
Okay,
it's
so
like
just kind of
the filmmaking
it.
Went up, but James Bond went down. And so it's still
so you're waiting
same
for that
level.
One. Well, I mean, people like Goldfinger a lot. If
I'm
you
excited.
Do, decide to watch it.
Yeah. Now is the point. Are we going to watch Goldfinger? I mean, you want to watch Goldfinger.
You seem like you want to, you just said, you almost said I'm excited.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I forgot that this is a watch till you can't. So I can't.
You're
actually,
just like, we're going to watch them all. You're like locked in. You're
well,
like, I do want to
give it a fair shake. I feel like only watching the first two is probably not enough.
I mean, so far has been torturous.
No, not even close.
No, it's just been like, oh, this is all right. There's some ups, downs. This is entertaining.
You know, just
it's,
a little bit of, you know, racism and a little bit of you know, sexism.
For something made in the early 60s, though.
Not that bad.
Not that bad. Not surprisingly, not as crazy as bad as I thought it would be. It might get worse, but who knows?
Oh, definitely. But so far, not too shabby. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep going. Guys, would you recommend us continuing?
Well, I want to keep going. You didn't even ask me. I could have said no.
I know you want. I know you want to make it till the end. You always do.
What
this.
Is the end, though? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out as it comes. Guys, are you excited for us to watch all of the 007 James Bond movies? Email us at email@theotherhalfpodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Blue Sky, and we're also on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous episode, Dr. No, or if you want to watch future ones, listen to future ones, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show, no matter what it says, even if it is from Russia, which surprisingly not a great place still.
Not right now. Yeah. Pretty weird.
Yeah.
Pretty weird
from
stuff.
Russia with hate.
From Russia with hate. Yeah. But you know, that's the way it is. You know, it's funny, I'm looking at the pictures of the posters of this movie, and it's got Tanya on it. It's got the belly dancer, another great character that we know.
The belly dancer, and it's got the two ladies fighting.
Come
They knew it was going to get butts.
They're like,
seats.
We know it's going to get. Then you got Sean Connery there being like, nah, my God. Man.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool in this.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
How was the intro? Now we got to rate the intro.
I mean, it's better than the first one.
Yeah.
It sounds like. I mean, we didn't see the first one. But
yeah, that's true. I only saw it. It was bad.
You said it was really bad. This one was really bad. It was okay. I mean, 007 on boobs. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, so this is now higher
than
the
highest
one.
I mean, okay. we're ranking intros. This is number one so far.
Got it. Okay,
the song was whatever. It's from Russia.
Yeah.
It wasn't very
from
memorable.
From Russia we love.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's
fine. It's nice. Last one didn't even fucking have one. Last one was fucking Calypso 3 Blind Mice. Yeah, so can't get any better than that.
It's like they're trying to avoid copyright or something.
Can't get any worse than that. Yeah, that's true.
But it's not.
Imagine going like, hey, man, I originally wrote the 3 Blind Mice. I'm original 3 Blind Mice writer.
It's public domain.
Good night, everybody.
Public domain. Russian domain.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we've talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.